So the spectrum of leadership empowerment, we'll call it the SLE just for less syllables. So the SLE for shorthand was really designed to help people see themselves differently as leaders and help, help us see others differently as leaders. So the spectrum is a way to put a light on different styles of leadership, and it's rooted in two basic things. My background before my professional life began, I'd studied psychology at Harvard University, really focusing in on social psychology, motivational psychology, team dynamics, those types of things, and understanding. I honed into this topic of intrinsic motivation pretty deeply, and so I was always curious about what is, we see these great leaders. What is motivating them? What is really driving them? Besides, the fame and the money and the attention, right? There's something, hopefully, that they're striving towards that's driving their behaviors. And so the model sort of starts with that at its core. Can we understand what is intrinsically motivating to the leader? And then can we map it to an archetype or like a style of leadership? So I'd spent most of my 20 years in brand management and marketing, leveraging this tool of archetypes to help position product brands. So if I go back to my Mars Wrigley days, a brand like Skittles, which I think you have down in Australia,
For
but
sure.
people know and love. I'm sorry about the sugar and the dental work, I'm sure, but we the Mars, and then many large organizations will leverage us, but they want their brands to sort of fit into these key archetypes that consumers can understand and relate and connect to. So this idea of, kind of a hypothesis, I'll say, was that could we kind of map these intrinsic motivations to these archetypes that we kind of know about people? And could we pass all of this through the filter of being simple to kind of access, accessible, innovative, and we'll talk about that a little bit, and inclusive. So instead of talking about sort of gendered or patriarchal terms like the hero and the outlaw, right? Or the mother figure, which are typical archetypes. Could we talk about some new ways and some new styles of leadership archetypes or leadership types, as we call them? So the SLE sort of starts with intrinsic motivation, understanding that in the leader, helping map that to this leadership type, and then sort of putting it into the world. The external expression of that internal clarity becomes the starting point for their brand. So the leadership type serves as a jumping off point or filter for that the brand of the leader. And the brand is really what is that promise that they make to others? What are they how are they positioning themselves? How are they communicating? What is that sort of external expression, and how are they internal to their company, but also externally, perhaps as thought leaders? So the SLE again, is a powerful tool. It's a dynamic tool. It's not a set it and forget it, like some leadership assessments might of the past maybe. It's meant to really be a dynamic model that helps you wherever you're at in your leadership journey.
It's interesting you mentioned this idea of trust that lives there. One of the major themes that we see come out in partnerships that have been enduring, some of history's most iconic ones, has come from people that worked together previously in other companies and other forums where you would look at it and just go, how did this happen so quickly when this person came to a business or to an organization? And when you peel back the layers, oh, it's because we went to school together or there was a relationship we had before. And this idea of trust that has been built somewhere before but can be transplanted into a new environment is something which I'm not sure organizations fully understand the value that is part of that equation when they're looking to hire someone new. So, people will often say they've got it looks like they've got a strong network. That strong network is likely to be what they bring with them in order to drive change. And it's interesting to me that there is not a weight placed on, or actually how to determine the strength of the weight of that relationship set that that person brings with them in order to either bring new talent into an organization or to forge, new partnerships that could actually move the entire organization forward. So to that extent, and that empowerment model, I think is critical to that. How would you be coaching or, leaders to say, yes, your personal vision and mission, your expression of clarity about who you are as an individual and how that translates into an organization, how would you help them understand that next step into, well, let's take the power you've just found through the work that we've done together and actually create even more value externally, because now you've got that confidence to go and forge those partnerships, bring other perhaps atypical relationships into an organization. How do you think you would help people understand that and coach them through that and the clients you've got?
Yeah. So I think about, you know, I'll take kind of my own like personal case study of this. Like if when we are clear on who we are, why we do what we do, our brand as a leader, right? We then, as we discuss, we can put that message out to the world more clearly. So it starts with us being clear in who we are. And so what are we putting out there, right? So so if we're clear on who we are, we're clear on our brand, now taking that next step, we have to put it out to the world. We have to share it. We cannot, you know, the work that we do results in a lovely, you know, 30 slide report readout for that leader. And the worst thing that happens is if that report sits in their desk drawer or on their laptop and they don't use it and activate it. So talk about activation. And activation is, you know, as simple as sharing your story. So in our work, you know, we will help sort of rewrite the narrative of the leader, and more than their bio, more than their resume, you know, it's not a laundry list of accolades, accomplishments. Nobody cares about that. We want to know about, you know, who they are, what they're trying to achieve. How do they tell their story? So the storytelling, and your story lives on your LinkedIn, you know, about me section. Your story may live on your corporate website. Every time you introduce yourself, when you reach out to a new network connection, when you're trying to make that connection or make that deal, right? What is the story that you're telling and what are your messaging points? So that you have to put it out there. You cannot keep it hidden or invisible or quiet. So we encourage people to put it out there. You know, like a brand will billboard something. We need to put it out there to the world, show it in a way that's clear, consistent, cohesive, et cetera. So I think, you know, and we'll say if you know, from my perspective, if I don't put out to the world, I'll say, you know, on LinkedIn, for example, that I, you know, I have an opportunity, I should say, to share that I, you know, I'm trying to empower underrepresented leaders. I am a leadership and branding expert. If I don't put that out there, how will people know how to connect and relate and collaborate with me? You've got to put it out there in order to get it back. So are you putting out good signals, clear signals? Are you putting out mixed signals? Are you putting out no signal? And so how are you going to facilitate not just conversation, but collaboration, partnership, innovation, right? If you don't put it out there. But we want to make sure people are putting out, you know, really strong messaging.